We have a great story of faith amid infertility and finally an answer in embryo adoption today. Hi, I'm Mark Mellinger, your host, and this is the Embryo Adoption Podcast brought to you by the National Embryo Donation Center. You can find out more about us at embryodonation.org. Chris and Rachel Chimita are with me today, and they are joined by their twins. You can see that if you're watching the video version, Ezekiel and Elizabeth. They're about 7 months old as we record this. And they are cute as a button. Family, it's great to see you.
Oh, good to be here.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, and your kids are being so good. We'll see if that continues throughout
Yeah.
the whole episode. It may not, and if it doesn't, that's okay. I will try not to keep you too long. I love that you have a shared faith now, but you actually didn't when you got married. Can you two walk me through how that happened?
Sure. I was raised in a Protestant church. Chris was raised in a different faith that he wasn't. Neither of us actually were believers, although I kind of had a more solid upbringing, if you will, in terms of the Christianity and my background. So I knew that Jesus was the only way to heaven. And so then throughout, but I again wasn't a believer, but over the years I'd ask Chris over time, like, you do know that Jesus is the only way to heaven. He'd be like, no, I don't think so. And so then just one day God got a hold of my heart, and I just prayed that he would lead us to a church where I would come to really know him and where Chris would come to know him. And God answered that prayer, and he led us to a church through his providence, and where we did both become Christians. So yeah, that's kind of
It's
the short story.
an amazing story. And and I should say at the outset, you guys have been married. I'm not telling you this, but I'm telling our audience, you've been married for a long time. I mean, you were married for 15 years before you had your children. So it was a long road. How do you think being Christians affected the way that you navigated infertility?
I think it helped quite a bit because when we were first married, I have neurofibromatosis, which is a hereditary condition. And since we had no faith in God or in His providence, we decided to have a vasectomy very early on in our marriage. Then after we became Christians, believing in God and His providence, we decided to have it reversed, and it was considered successful. But then we just couldn't get pregnant. And all the tests, the ones we did, just came back if there's no reason you're not. So we just kind of relied as much as we could on Romans 8:28 and just went on from there.
Yeah, all things work together for those who love God, as Romans 8:28. Most of our audience would know that, but just in case you don't, and that doesn't always mean necessarily in the here and now. It may mean in eternity. So at least we have that comfort. How did you find out about embryo adoption in the NEDC, by the way?
Chris was filling the pulpit for his friend in Indiana, where we met Jen and Aaron Hamaker. And Jen was pregnant with Evie at that time. And so we were just talking, and she is like, well, she's pregnant. And she's like, no, this baby is adopted. And I'm like, wait, what? And so I asked her about more of it, and we talked for a little while. And then on our way back to Ohio, I told Chris, I'm like, okay, this is really cool. What do you think about it? And Chris knows that I get really emotional around my birthday every year, like through the years of infertility. So he was like, okay, I'm totally on board, but we're gonna get a couple weeks past your birthday and make sure that this is like still a desire of yours before we just jump head in. And so anyway, the rest is history. I was still committed after a couple weeks. So.
Yeah, and the Hamakers are terrific. Evie's one of their NEDC babies. They have a couple now. So interesting. So you were doing pulpit supply. Chris does have a master's degree in theology, I should say. You're not a full-time pastor, but you do some pulpit supply. So just doing this pulpit supply over in your neighboring state, Indiana, because you guys live in the Cleveland area. This is how you heard about
Yes,
Yeah.
sir.
embryo adoption.
Yes.
What was the process of going through the NEDC like? Anything that you'd like to share to prepare other people who are thinking about it?
We thought it was just very easy. Any question you asked was quickly answered. The process was very straightforward. The home study group we went through was...
Snowflakes, I believe.
Or yeah, was the Snowflakes family evaluation. Yeah.
Was very easy. It was not like the horror stories you hear about people going through other adoptions. And we really enjoyed the first trip down to Nedict. We thought just meeting the whole staff, how they walk you through the whole process was very helpful and relieved any fears you might have had.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. And so, you know, the Snowflakes family evaluation is something that some of our families may be interested in. It's sort of an alternative to a traditional home study. We do have a home study requirement with the NEDC, but the Snowflakes family evaluation, the SFE, is good for 2 years, which is a little bit longer than most home studies. So that can be a good option. And also they'll go anywhere in the country to do it. The big distinction is it is only good for embryo adoption. So if you're looking for a more flexible option that's good for both traditional adoption and embryo adoption, you wouldn't want to do the SFE, but it can be a good option if you're only interested in embryo adoption, like Chris and Rachel were. Your kids are being so good. I love how especially Elizabeth is looking at the camera and wanting to play with that thing. So let's talk about them a little bit. I mean, take me to the moment that Ezekiel and Elizabeth were born.
Well, I will say the one thing that was really scary for me were the shots. And so I don't like shots. Like, Chris always has to go with me to my dentist appointments for that shot. Like, when I have to get a filling.
So, and these are the shots to stimulate your cycle so your body's ready to do this. But okay, so before we get to the births, I mean, how did you work through that? That's really practical.
Well, I was scared, but then I thought, okay, it's worth it. And so what I also did was I got a little stuffed bear. And so I would hold on to it really tight whenever Chris would give me my shots. And it was just like a little reminder of why I was getting them done. And so like it kind of made it all worth it in the end. And just kind of that little reminder every time I'd get my shots, like, okay, this is for... they called it Boo Boo Bear. And then my intention and still is to pass those bears on to them then for when they have to go through something like a shot. And so after we found out we had two, we got a second Boo Boo Bear for me to finish my progesterone and oil shots. And so I'd hold both of them then. And so now they'll know like that's how much I love them, that I went through those shots and Boo Boo Bear helped me and it can help them.
That's really good and really practical. I love that. Tell me about when they entered the world.
It was a cesarean section and it went really well. They were like, this is your son, this is your daughter. And I mean, it was just amazing. Like, you know, I was, you know, opened up on the table and stuff, but then they got me the babies as soon as possible. And it was just like, I didn't ever want to leave them ever.
Chris, it was great. Yeah. Tell me what it was like for you. I mean, you know, you're talking about basically 16 years of marriage with no kids and now twins.
Yeah. It's been a big change, but a change for a good, especially with twins. When you'd ask someone with twins, so how was the first few weeks? They give you like the wide-eyed look. Oh, and you kind of know what that looks like now. But especially right now, as they're getting older, they're getting mobile. Like Ezekiel's very close to walking. And Liz was just starting to crawl and they're interacting a lot more. It's just so much fun. And I always say the highlight of my day is when I come home from work and I walk in and say, hey, daddy's home. And they both like let out a squeal and try to run over to you as much as they can.
Well, remember that when they're teenagers. Tuck that away in your mind. It's a sweet moment for right now. And enjoy it. It doesn't always last that long. But all kidding aside, I mean, they're beautiful, beautiful kids. If you're watching on the video version, you can see that Elizabeth just had a pleasant smile on her face basically the whole time. And Ezekiel's been looking at daddy most of the time. So describe their personalities a little bit and how they have changed your lives.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ezekiel is basically just a ham. He's always just smiling and laughing. and hits his landmarks very quickly. He's climbing up on furniture already and everything along those lines. And he's just always so happy. And I don't know if you can tell in the video, Elizabeth's just a sweetheart, but she has the biggest eyes, like Puss in Boots, which I know she's going to manipulate us later with.
She's just really mild and laid back. And she wants held all the time. And just, she has a little cuddle bug and she just, yeah. Mm-hmm. she's terrified of her brother because he's kind of like a bull in a china shop when it comes to his sister.
Have you adjusted to twins life? I mean, I can't imagine having two newborns at the same time. And I know having one is hard. Do you think you've made the adjustment? Like you've got a routine down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially now that we went through sleep training. That's really helped quite a bit.
Sleep training. Really? Tell me about that.
It was rough. We asked a lady who does it, you know, we hired a sleep consultant. And so essentially, like, you stay in the room so that they know that you're there, but sometimes you just have to let them cry. And it's amazing how quickly, because for the first, what was that? Just after 6 months, we started the sleep training. And so it was amazing, like how fast, because for the first 6 months, every time they'd start to cry, you'd be like, grab them before they wake up their sibling. But it was amazing to me how quickly they adapted to sleeping through each other's meltdowns. So you'd have one like just screaming and the other one would just be fast asleep. And so it was kind of, it was an interesting experience. It was intense, but I think we're coming out pretty well on the other side. Yeah.
Well, it's a great takeaway for people who do have twins. I love your story. You guys have been so good to share it, and the kids have been so good. So, you've held them the whole time, and they've been great. So I don't want to make it too long. We're about ready to wrap up. Anything else about your embryo adoption experience or journey that you two felt is important and wanted to share?
I just think it's what's great about NEDICT is it's such a pro-life message. And it's an area in the pro-life movement, I think, that's very neglected because we, as Christians, we all believe that life begins at conception, and there's hundreds of thousands of babies that just need adopted and need a chance to live life. And it's something I wish that more pro-life groups and other churches would get behind and help promote it. And amen. We all really like too is how NEDA can work with people financially as well. And help make things and how much more affordable it is than traditional adoption and in IVF.
Amen. It is all of those things. And you're right. It is still the corner of both the pro-life and pro-adoption movements that the church is, capital C church, is just learning about. Well, no meltdowns. They're just now starting to get a little fussy. So it is the perfect time to wrap up this episode. Chris, Rachel, and Ezekiel, and Elizabeth, I want to thank you all so much. You have a beautiful family, and this was so much fun.
And thank you so much.
And if you want to find out more about the National Embryo Donation Center, you can go to our website, embryodonation.org. Again, that's embryodonation.org. I'm Mark Bellinger. This has been the Embryo Adoption Podcast.